With tensions continuing to boil between the two nuclear-armed neighbors, a Sunday sit-down of the ruling Sharif family carried added political weight, as reports suggested the ongoing Indo-Pak standoff took center stage in the discussions. True to their long-established tradition, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif called on his elder brother, PMLN President and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, at their Jadiyama residence. Also present at the table was Punjab Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz, who resides at the family estate, and Nawaz's son-in-law's father, Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, whose foreign affairs portfolio has become the hottest seat in the cabinet amid the diplomatic row. However, no official statement was issued by either the party or government sources. According to reports, Nawaz Sharif was briefed on the Pak-India tensions by both the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister. The Premier also updated the party president on decisions taken by the Pakistani government in response to India's unprovoked aggression. The Deputy Prime Minister provided a briefing to the Prime Minister on the diplomatic channels being engaged to convey Pakistan's position internationally. Senior party leaders approached by the Express Tribune expressed unawareness regarding the specific contents of the meeting. However, one leader remarked that despite Ishaq Dar's familial ties to the Sharif family, his presence was significant, given that he is leading the diplomatic charge against India, an effort that has yielded considerable gains for the country. PMLN condemns PTI boycott. In an unrelated development, the PMLN condemned PTI's decision to boycott the security briefing on the ongoing tensions with India. In a strongly worded press conference, Punjab Information Minister Asma Bukhari slammed Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf's stance, calling it a clear reflection of the party's anti-state mentality. This boycott is just another example of PTI's enmity towards the country. What else can one expect from a group that consistently undermines national interests? She wondered. Their so-called tigers continue to wage war against Pakistan and its institutions. This is the same party that never participated in security briefings during its own government, and then appeared on the media complaining. What should I do, go to war? What more can be expected from them? They remain confrontational towards the state to this day, she added. Boycotting national matters has become PTI's signature move. They have never been able to think like true Pakistanis. Their cheap tactics and immature conduct are now seen at every forum and level. Such behavior is deeply regrettable and condemnable. The information minister stressed that issues of national security must be approached with unity and seriousness, beyond political interests. Sadly, PTI continues to defy this principle.